A world on pause, Hormuz, drones, and the thread connecting everything. The image that best captures the summer of 2026 may be a crude oil tanker idling in the Persian Gulf, engines running, captain awaiting clearance that may never arrive. Across nearly every major story of the moment, energy markets, battlefield diplomacy, monetary policy, and domestic politics, the operative question is the same: who holds leverage, who is bluffing, and who is about to lose it? Iran is conditioning any Hormuz transit agreement on Washington lifting sanctions first. Turkey has summoned Ukraine's ambassador after drone strikes hit Turkish cargo vessels. Estonia's intelligence chief is warning that Russia could fracture faster than anyone in Brussels is planning for. And the 2028 presidential race, which no one officially admits has already begun, is reshaping the 2026 midterm landscape in real time. On the economic front, Federal Reserve Chair Kevin Warsh used his first Jackson Hole keynote to suggest artificial intelligence could become a fourth factor of production, a proposition with enormous implications for interest rate policy. Meanwhile, investor Michael Burry warned that the entire AI trade rests on the shoulders of two private, financially opaque companies. And Google's quiet expansion of AI-generated search summaries is accelerating a collapse in publisher traffic that many in the media industry describe not as erosion but as obliteration.